this season of Advent, we celebrate God's joy.
Knowing that Christ is coming to bring healing and wholeness to the world, this source of healing and delight.
When we gather for worship, it's a celebration. It's an opportunity to rejoice in all that God is doing among us and beyond us.
Song of faith, confident that Jesus is able to redeem our suffering world.
Together we are a sign of God's joy to the world.
God of transformation, we rejoice that you lift us slowly and fill our hungry with your
divinity. We marvel at your power to change our darkness and waters. Fill us with your spirit and freedom. Let our voices declare your goodness and our lives proclaim your mercy. In Jesus Christ. Amen.
God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. The angel went to her and said, "Greetings, you who are highly favored. The Lord is with you." And Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will be with child and give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and his kingdom will never end." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Genesis.
In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And God saw everything that he made, and behold, it was very good.
Then sin came into the beautiful world tomorrow. Humankind disobeyed God, and fellowship with God was broken. But God planned a gift for all humankind, a way to bring his children back to him.
This way was Christmas. God decided to send his son into the world, and he chose the people of Israel to prepare an earthly home for him. There shall come out a star out of Jacob, he said, and a scepter shall rise out of Israel. God told his people through the prophet Isaiah about the Savior who was coming.
For to us a child is born,
to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace.
Where was this child to be born? Through a man named Micah, God gave the answer.
Bethlehem, you are one of the small towns in Judah, but out of you I am going to rule for Israel.
Baby.
were some shepherds in that part of the country who were spending the night in the fields, taking care of their flocks.
An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone over them. They were terribly afraid, but then the angel spoke.
Don't be afraid. I have come with good news for you, which will bring great joy to all the people. This very day in David's town, your Savior was born, Christ the Lord, and this is what will prove it to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and laying in a manger.
Suddenly, a great army of heaven's angels appeared with the angel, singing praises to God.
Gave to you and to me and to everyone on earth, as foretold so very long ago.